When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay,
that's good. Okay. Welcome to our brand new podcast where we talk all things telly with me, Claire,
and me, Rebecca. Each week we'll be chatting through what shows we've been watching.
And we'll be keeping you in the loop as to what you should be series linking in the coming 7 days.
At the end of the episode, one of us will pick something for the other to watch so we can chat about it next time.
And we'd love it if you would tune in along with us.
This is Spilling the TV.
Hi Rebecca, just Claire here. Rebecca, I've just had the night from hell. I have a UTI and it really is the devil spawn. So I think I'm going to have to cancel tonight. I'm really sorry. Look, hopefully we can work something out. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, Claire, I'm so sorry to hear that. Mind yourself. As it happens, I was going to ring you to let you know that I'm actually a close contact. So this week's episode was doomed. What I could do is I could look back over some of the clips that didn't make the edits and put together something, and then we can hold our thoughts on Younger and conversations with friends and pick up next week.
Now, I know you're not crazy about this, but I still watch Made in Chelsea.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do, yeah. Like, I cannot relate to these people on any level.
But it reels you in. But it's escapism, and it's beautiful clothes and parties. And
I know. I'm so invested in these people's lives. Love it.
I definitely watched it back in the day when it was, like, Spencer and Jamie Lang. Mm-hmm. And
Jamie Lang's engaged now.
Is he still in it?
His fiance is in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like Jamie.
I think everybody has a bit of a soft spot for him.
Yeah, I like Jamie. I loathed Spencer when he was in it, and now I love Spencer. But he's done a lot of growing up, and I like him.
I think it's on like series 20 something.
Oh my God.
I know. I watched them all. It's pathetic. But I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Good.
I also watched The Kardashians. The production values. That opening with the drone. I just thought that was so cool.
So fabulous.
And Courtney and Travis, what are you thinking?
I'm glad to see her happy. I think I'm going to really like him. I think he seems to have a lot of maturity, especially around her children. I think I'm going to really like him. I do think that Courtney's missing an empathy chip as well when it comes to Scott. Like, she doesn't have to curtail anything that she's doing, but she could acknowledge that it's a friendship lost for him.
I know. You know, we never really knew. Like, obviously, we knew Scott was drinking and stuff, but we never really knew, like, how bad it was. It was always kind of just, fair enough, it was kind of brushed over. But they brought it up again this time. Like, he brought it up, you know, no one will know. It was so bad for so many years. So I guess I don't know.
I mean, I have lots of thoughts. I've watched it right from day dot.
Yeah.
And I absolutely despised Scott in the first few series. Okay. I mean, I actually thought he was a sociopath. I really disliked him. But he was very young. No, he wasn't nice. But he had a lot going on in his own family. Yeah. And then I just feel that he was, you know, he was being treated like a 70-year-old husband who should be at home in his slippers. He was didn't even get to sleep with Courtney in bed. Like, he was banished to another room. He was not allowed. There was one episode where he wanted to go out, and they organized for him to go out for a night with Kim, who loved being in her bed at 9:30.
Yeah,
it was really, there was a lot of control issues there, I think. Now, having said that, obviously he had alcohol and substance abuse, and you know, I'm not taken away from that, but I don't think that the big stick approach worked with him. I think a bit of nurturing and empathy and love and compassion would have worked a little bit better.
What do you think about him and Chloe as pals, as flirty pals?
Yeah.
On his end, really, more than hers.
She hated him initially as well.
She did.
And they have a nice friendship. I just hope they maintain that.
Mm.
I worry about him. So, it says me.
Because
he's my
Claire.
Friend.
Wise up.
What do you think? Like,
about who, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, so I love the Kardashians, but I don't, like, I can't be getting that invested in their lives. Like, I don't worry about Scott. And I do. I know. I think he's funny. I think
he's so funny.
And
he's
actually
so
think
funny.
He brings a lot to the
he
show.
He does. He totally does.
Yeah. I think Courtney's really harsh.
Yeah.
But they're all really mean to each other, aren't they?
There's something close, very close about Courtney.
Mm.
It's like it's either closed or open, and it's all out there now, the kissing in public.
See, that's
and
a bit much for me.
Yeah, I'm not into that either. Yeah. I don't think that's necessary.
It's a bit much, isn't it?
It's a bit much.
Wise up, Courtney.
Yeah, wise up, Courtney.
What, in your opinion, is the best streaming platform? Because there are so many options out there now, and like, they're not cheap. If you had to pick one, what would it be?
Do you know what, Rebecca? I'm probably not the best person to ask this.
Do you just rob your relative's password?
Well, possibly. but actually, I'm such a technophobe that I couldn't tell you half time what channel I'm watching stuff on. Because like for Sky, we have to do the whole thing with the laptop and different things.
Are you confusing like a laptop with a remote control?
Yes. No, anyway, I don't know. I think maybe I'm a big Netflix fan, although there are things that...
What? I'm intrigued now.
What channel, what streaming channel was pretty Big Little Lies on?
That was... Was it streaming or was it on television? Was
no,
it on Sky Atlantic
I can't remember. Anyway, I probably might...
I've asked the wrong woman,
yeah,
haven't I?
You've totally asked the wrong woman. I actually... Probably my familiarity would be with Netflix mostly. I depend on my kids and my husband to sort me out with everything else.
Okay, well let me reframe my question. What's your favourite TV channel?
I like terrestrial TV. Probably Channel 4.
Channel 4, okay.
Yeah. And always has been. I remember Channel 4 being launched. I remember Channel... And it was like, you know, just a little bit out there. It was a bit more edgy. You know, in our house, I wasn't allowed to watch it for ages. And then they finally gave in. I was allowed to watch Channel 4. And the first thing that I would have been watching was Brookside. So,
oh my God, yeah.
So yeah, I still would have a real fondness for Channel 4.
Channel 4 is really like, has such an identity. Like you can say something's really Channel 4 and someone knows exactly what you mean.
Yes, yes. It was real anti-establishment as well, because it wasn't, you know, influenced in any way by the taxpayers' money and all of that and the government. And so it was just a little bit more out there and a bit more you could get away with stuff. I love even the Channel 4 News more than any of the other news channels, because they're just a little bit more challenging to politicians when they're on. And yeah, that's such a shame.
I think it'll be really interesting to watch what happens with Channel 4, and it's definitely a story to follow. It's just, yeah, it's a funny one. Okay, so platform's not your thing. I would probably say I'm a Netflix girl. I love it.
Yeah,
I think it's just great. I think there's something for everyone.
Yeah,
Apple, Disney Plus, if I had to choose between, you know, I'm gonna stick with Netflix.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you. Okay, Claire, the first TV show you remember as being, you know, appointment to view TV, or you just didn't want to miss it?
Yeah. When I kind of went into college and all of that, I think ER was the one. Sunday night, couldn't miss it. And that was a big one. And then after that, then Friends. But would not have missed ER.
God, I had forgotten about ER. Dr. Mark Green.
I know.
What was George Clooney's character's name?
Doug.
Was it?
It was called Doug. So I hadn't actually tuned into the first couple of episodes, and my friend Andrea was seriously into it, so she was trying to update me on. But I remember when she introduced George Clooney's character, she said, "He's Doug and he's a schmuck." I'll never forget that. And so he was always kind of messing Carol, the nurse, around, and they had this whole love-hate relationship, but we were so invested in it. And I loved Dr. Green. Yeah.
Dr. Mark. I remember his daughter, Rachel.
That's right.
Eeyore was like, I could be wrong, there's probably ones earlier than it, but Eeyore kind of nearly started that whole medical drama, like Grey's Anatomy. Were you a big Grey's Anatomy person?
No.
Did you watch any of it?
I probably watched a few episodes, but I didn't get into it. And I don't think it was any fault of the show. I think it was just maybe it's where I was at in my life. I was a bit maybe more out more. I don't know. But no, I didn't really get into it.
What about Scrubs?
Again, I think I watched the first series and really loved it. Loved the whole. And that was like, they were breaking the fourth wall as well. And there was lots of surrealism in it. And I really liked that about it. But I wouldn't have been a diehard fan going forward. Were you into Scrubs?
Totally, yeah. I remember loving Scrubs. Loved the soundtrack. Loved everything about it. Zach Braff. Yes. I loved it. I love Scrubs. That was really, yeah.
And then do you remember he went on and did a really good film after that? Garden State.
Loved it. Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
When I think of like things I definitely like remember to watch, I remember secretly watching Sex and the City.
Oh my goodness.
Like, and I don't know what age would I have been when that came out, like early teens. Really early teens.
Yeah,
I think
you would have been really early teens, because I was working down here when Sex and the City came out, so I was probably 23 or 24, so you must have been a young teenager.
Yeah, I think I was probably, I definitely shouldn't have been watching it. Like, here I am, not allowed to watch Home and Away, and yet I'm secretly watching Sex and the City.
But you know, Sex and the City is a funny one, because I love it, and I, you know, tuned into the new series there, and just like that. But Carrie is a very problematic character.
She is. She's so selfish.
She's so selfish. I would not want to be her friend.
Yeah, and you know what? She's still not great, but it is. It's one of those ones, and it's a rewatcher. Like, I rewatched it, I think last summer, you know, just on catch up or whatever. And you kind of see, I think at the time we all worshipped Carrie.
Yes.
And with her clothes, and she was so cool.
And because she was narrating it.
And because she was narrating it, exactly, yeah. Because she was so cool with her cigarettes and her outfits. But like, when you watch it, some of the things, there was one, what was it, where Charlotte didn't pay off her debt, or do you remember that storyline?
I can't remember
what it was exactly, but basically she was offended that Charlotte didn't give her a loan or didn't pay off money for her. I actually had a chat
I think I remember that.
Yeah, what
was... Yes. Yeah, she was asking Charlotte for money and Charlotte said no.
Yeah.
And it was... She found it very difficult to see the other person's point of view.
Yeah.
And didn't really ever attempt to. And for some reason, us as viewers accepted that for a long time. I think it's only looking back on it now, thinking that was a bit...
I know. Are you pro Carrie and Big?
I was a big Aidan fan.
Same.
You know, Aidan was... But it would never have worked, because she was always going to hold a torch for Big. And I think she was addicted to the lifestyle that Big was going to give to her.
It was the first film where he... it's definitely okay to do spoilers for the first film of Sex and the City, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so if you didn't watch Sex and the City, this film... maybe mute me. But when he stood her up at the altar...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do you know what, though? What that... film did for me, it really made me see what a wonderful actress Sarah Jessica Parker is. I have never seen heartbreak displayed so well through an actress, and the depression and the, you know, and the gradual coming out of that fog as well. But she was so convincing.
Yeah. And even Charlotte, do you remember Charlotte's like upset and anger at him?
Yes.
And she was hitting him with the bouquet.
Yes.
Like, there was such...
Yes.
You're right, actually. And that's probably something that gets maybe overlooked, is that they're actually such a really strong cast.
Mm. I think Sarah Jessica Parker in particular really embodies the role. And Miranda as well, I think she's excellent as well.
Who was your favourite? So, okay, I think everybody has a favourite then and a favourite in reflection. Who are your two faves?
My favourites were probably Samantha and Carrie back then. And now it would be Miranda. And I still just love Carrie because I love Carrie's clothes. You know, I'm obsessed with fashion. So I love looking at what she's wearing. And,
so do I.
Yeah.
So you're not a big Charlotte fan?
No, I mean, I like Charlotte, but yeah,
she's the least, for me, she's the least relatable kind of.
Yes.
She's quite a
yes.
perfect or whatever. I love her husband, Harry. I like him.
Oh, I love Harry.
And I love them as a couple.
Yeah, I like them as a couple as well. Yeah, they're nice. Yeah.
Hey Claire, I've just finished putting that together. It's really short, but I guess it's better than nothing. Mind yourself now for the week. At least there's some good telly to keep you company. I don't know if you saw, but The Flight Attendant 2 is starting tonight, Thursday the 26th of May on Sky Max. And then tomorrow, Stranger Things Series 4 starts on Netflix. So let's catch up later in the week. Bye.
Hey Rebecca, thanks so much for doing that. That was a little super sweet shot of the pod. Thank you so much. That was a real trip down memory lane. I'd forgotten that we'd done most of that. And it looks like I have a good bit to catch up on now with Stranger Things and The Flight Attendant. Not sure about that one. But anyway, look, I'm looking forward to recording next week and I hope you have a super weekend and I'll see you next Tuesday. Okay, take care. Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.